Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. Today's episode is highly educational for me. First, Nick shares his habit of nodding off while playing some very specific TV shows in the background. Then he introduces me to two new and very intriguing terms. One describes a kind of relationship, and the other is a theoretical concept that just might scare the crap out of you. Check it out.
It's harder for me to start new stuff, I found. And so what I find is I kind of like it in the background. I don't often sit down and just watch something. Yeah. It is background noise for me a lot of times. It is something to help me nap. There are certain shows that if I just have them on, for whatever reason, I can fall right asleep.
Okay, wait, give me an example.
The latest one is SWAT.
SWAT.
Which is such a dumb procedural police-driven
old school
TV
squad?
Show. No, the newer
okay,
one.
Okay.
But it is, what's funny about it is that one's not as good because it takes me out of it because they really try hard to not just be a typical television cop show, which is the bad guys are bad, the good guys are good, there's no gray areas, and law and order type of stuff. Yeah.
The Wire really, did that a little bit though.
Didn't they? Yeah. Like, yeah, but they really question, like, for whatever reason, there was a character who was into a throuple in the show. Well, and
I don't know what the throuple is.
Oh, there's she's in a relationship with two other people.
Oh, throuple.
Yeah. So that was part of it. There is a very understanding chief, like, except for the first episode. The chief seems like he's going to be a total jerk, and then he's just super understanding the rest of the time.
Huh. Yeah. Usually the chief is the one going, well, you better get back here with that collar.
You have to
collar
do this by this date, or you're churning your badge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So good. Okay. So, but now this story that you've, sounds kind of interesting to me that you've described, this basic scenario, induces sleep in you.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's some animated shows that do that. They're just the right amount of characters, and I just have... It's not funny, it's not incredibly engaging, and then I just pass out.
Okay, that's
but well, the right TV show.
I have to be careful now because now I want to make sure that I'm engaging enough for you, and don't go to sleep on me now. I see that happening. So that's good. That's good to know, though. I think maybe we could identify, if you could identify the list for our listeners. We might be onto something for people who are having a little bit of insomnia.
If well, I wonder to... if we take out the like highs and lows, so it's just kind of a... Maybe there's something magic to it.
Oh,
this... it's like the brown note, but for sleep.
Okay, brown note. You're bringing me some new concepts today.
Oh, I'm sure you've heard of the brown note.
Threpple and brown note.
Yeah.
Brown note sounds like a nickname for a fart.
Yeah. Kind of. So it is a tone that can be potentially played on a musical instrument that causes the listener to lose control of their bowels.
Oh, that is real, really. Okay, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's one of those like urban legends, but there's enough proof of it that it's been like somewhat confirmed. I'm not sure. I'm gonna Snopes it after this or not.
Why wouldn't we be using this in warfare? I think this would be a fantastic.
All the time?
Why not? It's kind of like just to add a little shame on top of it. You know, like, okay, guess what?
Just throw people off.
We
yeah.
couldn't kill you, but we made you all crap your pants. That, you know, that's worth bragging about. Guess what? Flying that note over their governments and having all the governments crap their pants. It'd be a big just metaphor.
Pointed at the UN.
Okay, right?
Not that we're advocating that.
No. But if you have brown note technology and an undetectable plane, let's talk.
Okay. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Is the brown note real? Are thruples real? Are Bob and I real? These are the types of questions, philosophical questions, that we like to get into on this podcast. So continue listening for more questions and answers. That's a question. Have a great day.